What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 9 of the Tucson Pinball Podcast. This one's for the new players. Welcome to Wayne's World. So, I got a request for a show to help the newer player, and so here we go. So I have some notes, and I'm going to keep it kind of brief so that you don't start off a new player with an hour-long podcast, because, you know, they might not want that or need that. So anyways, here we go. First thing I wrote down, don't double flip. And double flipping is when you hit both flipper buttons at the same exact time, and you do it every time, or you just, well, that's all you ever do. Even if the ball is halfway up the game and still going up, you're still just flipping those buttons at the same time. Don't do that. At a very minute level, it's wear and tear that doesn't really have to go on. On a not-so-minute level, it's actually a little annoying, if I am allowed to say that. But from a skill set standpoint, you're developing a bad habit, and later on it's going to be harder to break that habit. So really, if the ball is, as a beginning player, if the ball is coming towards a flipper, use that flipper when you want to hit the ball. The other flipper, it is not going to reach, so you don't need to use it. And that's all there is to it. All right. So what is the game telling you to do? That's the second thing I want to talk about. So the lights on a pinball machine, they will either be off, they will be on, or they will be going off and on at a varying pace. So if they're just kind of like a regular blink or like a quick pulse, and, you know, sometimes there's like a strobing where if there's three lights in a row, they'll go one, two, three, one, two, three. Those are all telling you different things. A solid shot normally means that you either have credit for that shot, or, you know, it's something that you don't really have to focus on necessarily. Very rarely, there will be games where the solid shot is what you actually want to hit. But the rule of thumb is if it's blinking, the game wants you to shoot at it. You know, that's maybe your next objective or whatever. The game is saying, this is the next thing I think you should do. And for the most part, that's going to be true. There, you know, as you get more advanced, you'll learn, hey, you know what? It's wanting me to do this mode, or it's wanting me to do this shot, but these are more beneficial right away, or I want to, you know, this will start the multi-ball, but you know what? I want to start a mode and bring that into the multi-ball. So I'm going to work on these mode shots first and then hit that blinking light that it really wants me to do. You know, and one of those things, one of those indicators on a lot of shot or on a lot of games is green lights tend to mean locks. And so that's one thing that you can pay attention to. That's not always the case, but it's a pretty safe blanket statement is, and you want locks. You know, multi-ball makes the game fun for newer players. Nudging. So nudging is when you bump the game either up to the left or to the right. All, you know, where your hands are on the flipper buttons, that's the area that you're going to be bumping the game. You know, you don't have to bring your hands close together and like push up on the lock bar or anything like that. You can do everything right where your hands are positioned. You just bring your hand off and move it back to the game. And you don't have to hit the game, you don't have to slide the game. It's definitely something that you want to practice a little bit, probably watch a video or two on YouTube, and that's something that we should also talk about. YouTube is a great resource, because if you don't understand any kind of the verbiage, go to YouTube and type in whatever it is and pinball, and there's probably going to be a demonstration video, and that's a great resource. There's also tutorials on there, and you know, when you get further and further into this, there's a lot of resources out there to help you become a better player. Because, like Bowen Karen says, who's one of the best players in the world, he says, nobody has learned this all on their own. Everybody has learned things from lots of other players, and that's where this wealth of knowledge comes from. The pinball playing community is awesome in that you can go talk to somebody and say, how did you do that? Or, you know, I don't know how to play this game or whatever. Can you show me or give me some tips or whatever? And more often than not, you're going to get a pretty welcome response to that. So YouTube, like I said, you know, whatever the phrase is, and pinball, throw that into the search, and you should be golden. So probably more important than nudging, and, you know, whatever. These are not necessarily in the best order, but these are just kind of the order. Is cradling and or trapping. So pinball is a lot of fun when you're just, you know, the ball's flying, and then you just send it right back on up there. You know, that's on the fly, fast action, lots of fun. But there's a little bit more control that can be had, and the control actually feeds into other skill sets that we're going to go into. So cradling, and I'm not going to say cradling and or trapping, but cradling is when you have the ball and the flipper is up and the ball is resting in the little corner that is made by when the flipper is up, it's at the bottom edge of that. And when you let go of the flipper button, the flipper will drop and the ball will start to roll down. And that's the point where you get to take a little bit better aim at the shot you're looking at. So getting the ball on the flipper, that's the tricky part. So there's a couple other skills that will help you do that. So there's a live catch, which again, these are great when shown in video form. But if you don't know the terminology, that's probably going to be a barrier. So here's the terminology for some of these things. So live catch, the flipper is down, the ball is coming to it. Right as the ball, so you hit the flipper button and you want the flipper to stop going up the moment the ball touches it. And it does a really cool trick where the ball will literally just stop. A perfectly executed live catch is so cool. and it's kind of a hard skill to master, but if you're a little early or a little late, it's not the end of the world. You know, you can still manage that. So that's something that, like I said, just check this out on YouTube. If you do one thing as far as pinball videos, just check this out because it's really cool. Okay. So you've got the ball on your left flipper, the flipper's up, you've got it cradled, but you have a shot blinking on the left side, and you can't hit it from the left flipper because it's just too far over to the left and too high up. So what would be really nice is if you could shoot that with your right flipper, right? So the next skill is called a post pass. And so underneath the slingshots, typically you have three posts that the rubber band goes around, right? So the bottom one, the bottom one closest to the center of the game is what you're going to use for this. So a post pass is where you have the ball cradled, you let the flipper go down, you hit the button, and on some game, you have to learn how to do it on various games because some have different spacings, and so there's a little bit of variability here, but with a little bit of practice, you can actually learn on that game, and you'll be just fine. So what you want to do is you let the ball come and roll down the flipper just a little bit, and then you flip the flipper again, and that'll bounce it off the post, or it'll send it into that post, and then it'll do this nice little arc up and over to the other flipper side. And normally, you can just, as soon as the ball starts going over, you can just lift the other flipper up, and it'll catch it, and you won't have to worry it rolling off or anything like that. And so from there, you now have another cradle on your right-hand side. You can drop that flipper, and you can take aim at that shot on the far left upper side that you want to hit. So, and you can do that on both sides. You know, a lot of games have very similar geometry with where those posts are, and so that's something that should be almost universal, and it is a very good skill to have. A lot of times I find myself playing on location and I'm just like, you know, okay, oh, I need to hit that shot and whatever. And I can post pass like no problem. It's in tournaments where I'm just like, oh, I'm flailing away and I'm just like, oh, I really need to hit that shot. And I'm just like, wow, let's forget all the things we know and, you know, not use post passes. So using post passes is something to be very aware of and take advantage of those. Cause those are great moves. Let's see. There's another one that I kind of want to close out with, and it's called a shats pass or an alley pass. So shats is the last name of an individual who came up with this move, and it's really cool, and it kind of blows your mind when you see it. And some flippers have geometry that's easier to do this on than others do. So let me take a, let's say, like a Williams, you know, System 11 game. So something in the late 80s, super early 90s. It's got a 3-inch flipper, and it has kind of a pointy tip. And the idea behind a Schatz, okay, let me explain this, what it actually is. So a Schatz pass is where you have the ball cradled on one side, you let the flipper down, and it looks like the ball is just going to go right into the drain, and at pretty much the last moment, you flip. It'll go up where the other flipper is and into the in lane and hit that switch that's in there. So that's what you want. That's the whole reason why you want this. Because some games, like let's take Whirlwind, for example. So you've got the ball on the left flipper. You want to hit the scoop, but the scoop's not lit. Well, on a lot of Pat Lawler games, if you roll down the right in lane, you will light that scoop, either all the time or for a limited amount of time. On Whirlwind, it's like a 10-second time or something. So you've got it on the left side. There's no easy feed into that in lane. Like, you can't hit a ramp and have it just go down the ramp and then into that in lane. So what are you going to do? Well, you can try Schatzing. And so you do that move, it rolls up, it hits that switch, and then it rolls right down to that right side flipper, and then boom, right into the scoop, okay? That's the plan. So, and another game that I've seen it on is High Speed. You know, those in lanes, they don't have ramp returns that feed into the in lane. The two returns, they actually feed in front of the slingshots, and so you will never get those switches just by hitting ramps. So what you do is you Schatz the in lane, and then it'll light those freeways, and you collect enough freeways, and you'll have your thousands lit on your spinners and, you know, all sorts of good stuff. So, you know, those are two examples of two games that really require that skill because, no, they don't require it, but they make those games a lot easier to play and a lot, I don't even know what you just get further on the games. You know, it opens those games up so much more. So let's see. The last thing I have is what's easy or hard on any specific game. And I have two perfect examples. So Whirlwind, I'm going to use this game because it's a great game. It's very highly regarded, and it actually doesn't have a very typical layout in regards to, you know, shoot the ramps to get into the in lanes and stuff like that. So there's two scoops. There's one on the far left, and then there's one kind of like left of center toward, you know, the typical Pat Lawler scoop location on a lot of different games. So if you shoot into either one of those scoops, it will kick the ball out on that left side scoop, right? And normally it will kick it out in front of the slingshot and kind of right to the flipper. And you should be able to either hold the flipper up on some... it's less reliable than live catching, but you can. Just, you got to feel out the game, you know, because lots of games play differently, actually. So when the ball's coming out of that left side scoop, just hold the flipper up. See what happens, you know. It might shoot that way too hard and bounce off that and go into danger, or it might kick it out kind of softly, and it'll just roll to the flipper and then roll up the in lane a little bit, and then you have the ball cradled, and you can, that's, you're under control. And that's, in pinball, control is very important. So if the ball kicks out a little harder and you can't just hold it up and catch it, you can do a live catch and be in the same situation. So there's another game that makes live catching super hard. So, oh, and I left out one of the most important concepts, which is the dead flip. So you know what? Let's take this second example and introduce the dead flip. The dead flip is where you do nothing. You do absolutely nothing. And so what I mean by that is let's say you're playing Ghostbusters. You just plunge the ball. The ball's coming around the orbit, and it's going to feed to that left flipper. You could try to live catch it, or you could do nothing and see where the ball goes. Now, on Ghostbusters, it's a little bit more of a variety where that ball's going to go. Sometimes it'll end up into that right side scoop. Sometimes it'll it'll just bounce over perfectly to your right flipper, and you can just lift your flipper and cradle up and catch that ball. Sometimes it'll bounce dangerously towards the out lane. That's kind of, you know, one of those things that there's a little bit of variability in that game, and, you know, that's kind of just the way it is. So, but what you can't do is, well, you can't do it very easily on Ghostbusters because the flippers are lower than normal. It's really hard to live catch. But you know what? It's super easy to post pass and dead flip on that game. So, like on Whirlwind, it's you just, you know, you catch that ball out of that left side scoop with a live catch. You can't do that as easily on Ghostbusters in various feeds because those flippers are lower. So that's one of those things where you have to figure out what is easier on some games and harder on some games. I would definitely not recommend trying to live catch on Ghostbusters too much. But you know what? Ghostbusters is a great game to get some practice on for those dead flips because the flipper angles, they just work out. The geometry works very well. Practice your post-pass and your dead flips on Ghostbusters and practice those live catches out of that left side scoop on games like Whirlwind. So, you know, hopefully that helps. That was 16 and a half minutes of audio tutorial. Check out videos on YouTube for all this stuff because there's some things, if you're a newer player and you're just like, oh, okay, you know, this one has different lights and different sounds and different art than this one, and the shots are, you know, kind of different, you know, going in and saying, wow, well, there's rule sets for every single one of these things, and there's different challenges for every single one of these things. That's one of those magical things about pinball that makes it fun. Is like, yeah, it's not a video game console that's got, you know, 60 games on the same thing. You know, that's just not how physical games work. But each physical game has its own unique ways of playing them. And, you know, every game's going to tell you what to do, and every game's going to have challenges, and every game's going to have easier things. So hopefully that helps. And to all you new players out there, thanks for coming out, and, you know, hope to see you guys out there, and bring your friends, you know, because learning to do something with somebody else that's also new to it, it kind of eases things off a little bit. So that's kind of it, you know. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Party on.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
It's Wayne's World. Party time. Excellent.
We're clear.